Yeah. Speaking of hot.
Woo, Gerby baby.
Gerb dog sliding in. You look good, man.
Thank you. You continue to look fantastic.
Is that right? What's going on? Yeah, thank you.
Why do you look good, bro?
What's it?
You're on roids?
No, I'm not on roids. My mom came over for lunch the other day, and she said...
What'd she say?
No, I was in a t-shirt.
Oh, you were just like a taking care of business type t-shirt?
I was in a t-shirt, but it's a...
Damn, are you flexing on your mom?
No, it's the opposite of
that. What's that movie where Tom Cruise comes out in like
risky
a shirt?
Risky Business.
Yeah, was that... Were you risky business in?
No, I didn't risky business
anywhere. So you're just in a tee, like a tee in khakis, like a 1950s dad?
Yes. A tee and some Adidas track pants.
High-waisted khakis. Whoa. Were you like a cholo?
No, so Adidas track pants, slim Adidas track pants, right?
So you got a little bulge going now.
Nah. It's not about the penis. It has nothing to do with the penis. Now, hang on. Let me give you a little backstory. The last time I was here, I think, was when you complimented my body, and that did a lot. Mm. So then I weighed myself. Yes, because you know how you're like, you're in a workout routine and somebody compliments your body, you're like, I'll redouble my efforts.
For sure.
So I weighed myself, and I had lost a little weight. So... The problem is I wasn't eating any carbs, really.
Yeah.
And so then I just started upping the carb intake.
Carb cycling.
Yes. So for about a month now, I've been, really putting the carbs down.
Damn.
And so then my mom comes over, and I'm in a t-shirt. And then, we're just talking, and then she goes, so you still working out? And I was just like, am I still working out?
Yeah, mom. Obviously. You should have fucked her up.
I thought she was going to say, she was like, damn, you look fucking
swole.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
No, that's what I was expecting, too.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens when I go to the doctor every time. She's like, so do you work out? And this is every 6 months. And I've even, joked with her. I was like, put a note in your file to be like, hey, you're looking great. You're clearly working out. Because it should show, but it doesn't. And the reason it doesn't is I honestly have extremely narrow shoulders. If you saw me with my top off, clothes just...
top off?
My shirt off.
Fucking convertible?
If you saw me with my shirt off, you'd say, jeez Louise, those are some narrow shoulders.
Yeah, that's a nice top. You have a nice top
on
right now.
Thank you, because it has to... Well, fuck off, whatever. But it's a whole thing. Okay. And then...
Did you do any delts? You like it in the
road? Of course I do. Yes. Sorry for yelling at you.
Of course, bro. Shut the fuck up, man. Obviously he does, dude. He's roided out.
I told you he's on
Gerby's is on roids.
No. I will definitely be sending you a photo.
Will you do some delts?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Please send us a video of you doing a delt.
Are you doing
workout.
Some bent over rows?
Yeah.
What else?
Where? Where?
In this workout room.
What workout
like a gym?
Room?
Yeah, where? My house.
Oh,
my house.
Okay. Yeah, you're in your house.
Yeah. I just have some mats down and then a pull-up bar and some... And those Bowflex
adjustable dumbbells.
They're fantastic.
Wait, so what do you... I mean, so you're talking about rows? You're talking about pull-up? What are you doing for the shoulders?
For the shoulders?
Yeah.
So I watched this guy, Jeff Cavalieri, who is on YouTube. He's got Athlean X. He's fantastic.
Okay.
And so I just do different cycles of what he would suggest.
What's he do? What's his shoulders look like?
They look fantastic. I don't know. He's
got like the Ninja Turtle muscles going on?
Definitely.
Whew, nice. Like that.
Damn. But, so what are you getting swole for? Just eat pussy?
Well, I think just like general confidence, I suppose.
Nice.
But that was so... Given that I have...
Anytime people work out, I get mad at them.
Why?
Because I don't. So I'm like, what, are you gay?
Really? You don't like
fucking,
that?
I don't like people working out.
What happened to your keto diet?
It comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's still... I'm still losing weight, which is weird.
Okay.
Floating in and out of ketosis.
Yeah, just... like last night I had beer.
Yeah.
So...
You're out.
So I'm out.
Out of ketosis.
Today I had potatoes.
You can have like two Michelob Ultras and stay in ketosis.
Matt, if I have two Michelobs... Parties. The train's already rolling. The train is downhill, dude. I'm out of control. The brakes are off.
True that. Yeah. You gotta start butt chugging.
I'll butt chug.
Yeah, start butt chugging, dude.
Yeah,
or just start fucking... Take Xannies, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Take like three Xannies instead of drinking.
Yeah,
take
just
like
fall
three
asleep
bars.
Everywhere.
You just black out and steal everybody's shit and go home.
Yeah, I tried to... I got fucked up that one time off vodka. Vodka sodas. Now I can't drink them.
True that.
I don't want them. Vodka sucks.
I love it.
When you hit me with that plan of like, I'm just going to drink vodka, I was like, dude, that's not the move.
I got hammered. Of course. I had an empty stomach because I wasn't eating. And I threw up.
Yeah,
the next
dude.
Day, I puked the next morning, which I never do.
Yeah, you're not a big puker.
No.
Yeah, when you're in ketosis and you put some vodka in the system,
I got fucking wrecked.
I don't think ketosis is made for like vodka or something.
Dude, still getting fucking blacked out. Yeah.
Dude, I'm still on my plant-based bullshit, dude. I thought I was going to get off. I thought the meat was going to be my motivator doing my little hunter-gatherer diet.
Yeah.
I don't even really want it.
You're just a gatherer.
I'm just a gatherer, bro. I'm just a fucking...
Straight gav, dude.
I just trans like a 1BC lady, dude. It's the
That's
weirdest,
what you identify
it's
as
the weirdest
now.
Fucking thing.
Just a Cro-Magnon
I'm
woman.
I'm a Cro-Magnon. Dude, it's the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah.
I was like so excited to eat meat again. I started eating it and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, it's not worth it, huh?
It's weird. It's fucking, it's bizarre. I mean, I'll probably get off of it. I'll probably get back to on the meat wagon, but dude, it's fantastic. And no one wants to hear it. I'm like, I was telling Sydney the other day, I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, man, I eat like primarily plants. And he's like, I do this thing where like I eat like my body's, I'm like, yeah, okay. But like,
yeah.
Trust me, there's like hard science behind this, bro.
Yeah.
And I used to say the same thing. I'm like, I just eat what I need. And it was apparently like fucking bread and potatoes and shit all the time.
Did you got a nice palate or like a canvas? You got a nice starting body structure.
A mesomorph?
Yes. I'm an ecto. Sure? So I have to put the meat.
You have to. You got to. Yeah, that's true.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Is it a nightmare?
It's not.
He's fine.
No,
well,
no.
Your chances of getting fat are less.
You got all dungarees on right now? Full denim, dude.
So
no, what Ecto's got to watch out for?
This was from H&M like 3 years
you
ago.
You got that top from H&M?
Yeah.
Looks like he wrestled a cowboy and took it off his back.
What I'm wearing is just a denim buckle. Sure, I do feel slightly stupid in it.
Yeah,
but
why the fuck are you dressed like that?
No, you're monochrome.
Well, here's,
dude.
Okay, here's why I'm dressing like that.
We're monochrome.
First of all,
he's
I can't
not.
Wear a single fucking sure. thing around him. I've never worn a thing.
Anything but sweats is taboo around here.
Yeah,
yeah. Matt's in a full green sweatsuit right now, and I'm like, yo, that's fucking sick. I'm in an all black sweatsuit right now.
He makes
sick.
Me feel so stupid.
You're
all
in
the
a
time.
Fucking denim button down.
You look stupid. Then the last time I did comedy, I took a seat on a stool because of lighting issues.
Yeah, he
don't fucking sit on a stool and don't wear suits. All right, I'm all leaving.
He wore a suit and sat on the stool.
No, I didn't.
And
no,
then
kneeled. Those were separate incidences.
And then he crouched down next
yeah,
to the stool.
Yeah, because it was just anyway, the I wonder,
you crushed
wait, what's
that
up,
night
so
too.
What's up with yeah. that? What's up with that gear?
Well, what I wanted to tell you guys was that so the way my again the body as my chest in my front. So now imagine me from the side and
I just rotated you one of those creative players.
Held R1.
My chest and my back are starting to poof out a little
okay.
bit. And I'm working on my shoulder and my scapular winging.
Nice.
But
I worked that scapular wing.
Yeah, it's really terrible looking. Like you could see. Anyway.
That's that thing where you pinch and you have like the two big.
Yeah, like your
raptor bones,
chicken wings. Yeah, ooh. Sticking out of the back. So, but my shoulders are still narrow. So what happens with t-shirts is they start to get like stretch marks around like my
your pecs.
Right. Yeah, wow. My pecs. And then, but the sleeves are long. So I Googled it, and it was like
you gotta put a pack of cigarettes in them and roll them up.
The last time I tried to roll up my sleeves, O'Connor was like, don't do that. And then I explained the whole thing.
Why does everyone hate on you, bro?
I can't wear a single thing around me.
Yeah, well, stop trying to be fashionable.
No, you got to start rolling up your sleeves like a young Jew Dean.
My body. You know? It's like, why am I eating all this meat and doing delts if I can't, you know?
You got to roll your sleeves up. Fuck that, dude.
That's what I'm going to
honestly,
do.
Honestly, cut them off.
No, I'm rolling
do a,
them
no,
up.
No, do a dude, half cut.
If you went sleeveless denim right now, I'd be all about it.
I'd like be willing to cut the sleeves off of this shirt right now.
You should start rocking like a quarter cut. Get like a nice quarter sleeve.
Anyway, so I Google, you know, men's shirts with very short sleeves.
Men's tops.
Men's t-shirts with very short sleeves. And the Google result is like
a gay porn.
And then, if you Google that, you'll get the top result is from bodybuilding.com.
Yeah,
which
the top
is
result is Grindr. For sure. It's just like, all right, well, you're gay.
Yeah, but we're
you ordered
fucking,
women's
you look
shirts?
Jack in a woman's shirt.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Little spaghetti shirt. No,
you don't look Jack. You look very, very weird. It was a silly looking shirt. It went right in the trash.
Well, that's
right.
Called a baby doll tee.
Okay.
Women's small t-shirts are called, I think, like baby doll tees, and they come up to like their shoulders.
Yeah. Yes.
They come up to their little shoulders. And they get
that. Doll tee, that's what I'll have to Google.
That's what you got
to
Google.
They should have it for
or you should just get a tube top, bro.
Yeah, rock a tube top.
Just bust out of that thing, dude. See what your mom has to say after that.
Yeah.
Your striations,
bitch mom
dude.
That you're fucking jacked, dude. Yeah, next time you go over for dinner, get a fucking crop top.
It did. It ruined
a fucking
lunch.
Tube top and just walk in.
You should just fucking dress and drag and go home.
Yeah, you should just sweat. Trans, dude.
I'd be an incredibly hot woman.
Yeah, dude.
No, my God.
I'm all legs. I got narrow shoulders.
You would be horrendous.
Nah, Gerbs would be fucking hot, dude. Gerbs would look like the one lady from Sex and the City who, like, moves outside of Brooklyn. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one? The redhead. Yeah, the redhead. That's what I was thinking.
I don't think you have any idea.
No, that's hot, bro.
6 foot.
That's... Fuck, I forget her name.
I forget.
It's not Samantha.
It's not Samantha. Samantha's a blonde a hot slut. Yeah, she's a blonde slut.
Yeah, dude. Samantha was a slut, dude.
Carrie was a bit of a slut, too. But
they were
she
all
was...
sluts. They were all
but
sluts.
Carrie was fucking a bunch of Mr. Big, dude.
Yeah.
That was her big thing.
Carrie was the main character.
Yep.
Samantha was the hot slut. Charlotte was my go-to.
Oh,
Charlotte was that prim and proper girl, fucking good girl, dude. That's a Central PA girl, dude.
She was a good
just
girl.
Just a good, down-home, mediocre slut. She wasn't even a slut.
True that. That show, I think, ruined a fucking generation of women.
Yeah.
Like, I think it fucked them up.
Let's get mimosas and fuck dudes every day. It's like, that's a nightmare. You're gonna get AIDS.
Well, there was a girl who apparently tried to, like, not sue Sex and the City, but, like,
she
modeled her life. She, like, literally SJP'd, went to New York, became, like, a sex blogger or something, and, like, did this for, like, held up, like, a fake Sarah Jessica Parker identity, and then, like, started a blog about how, like, harmful it was to her, and how, like, you can't base your life off Sex and the City, and how, like, it fucked her up, how she was, like, looking for Mr. Biggs and stuff. Dude, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think reality TV is doing the same thing to him.
Yeah.
It's crushing them.
Yeah, we talked about that a little
bit. We talked about the internet, right?
Instagram just destroying
ruining people. Them. We got into that last week about relational aggression.
Yeah.
That's a girl stuff.
How girls
are mean.
About
that?
What do you think about that?
No, I listen to that. I think that's true. But I have that sort of thing. I've been off Instagram and Twitter for the most part.
I thought you were relationally aggressive.
What?
I thought you were saying you're relationally aggressive. I was like, that's fucking sick.
Dude. No, Derby's is very...
very non-relationally aggressive.
Very nice.
So you're off the social media.
Yeah, because it was... But it was doing the same sort of, like... That same sort of thing you were talking about where you'd see, you know, somebody out doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just like... I don't know. It was having a negative impact, I think.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the consensus.
I see it. Well, yeah, mine is I just look at it and I'm like, what a bunch. When I see like four of those like pictures of words in a row of like Monday, I told my boss, you know what I'm saying? When someone's like snapshots words, but like on like a purple background.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see like four of those in a row and I'm like, God, what the fuck? And I'm just like, what a bunch of fucking idiots. Then I'm like, why the fuck am I looking at this? I'm a fucking loser. And I did like, just turn it off.
And also everybody's like, my life's a mess.
Yeah. That's
everybody's fucking Instagram. It's like me. And it's like a drunk piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, that's me today.
I think
I'm depressed. It's like, all right.
I think people have we have like a weird yearning for childhood that I don't think any other generation has had so far. Like 30-year-olds being like, Ninja Turtle movie sucked. It's like, bro, fucking 30. Like, of course it did. But yeah, I'm telling you, it's like even the fact now that people ironically refer to themselves being an adult is blows my fucking mind.
That is interesting, yeah.
That's weird. Like I'm adulting.
Yeah. Like, we bought our first house. I don't know what we're doing, but it's like, just fuck, it's like running a place, bro. It's not a big deal. And so you have to like, it's almost like you have to acknowledge the fact that you're an adult in a way where you're like, I'm not really an adult. It's like, what the fuck, dude? We're all losing it, dude.
Yeah, we suck.
Yeah. We got to take it back to the fucking just short sleeves. Denim on denim, dude.
Denim on denim.
Well, you should just prepare yourself for the spring and summer weather. I will be rolling up my sleeves because I do have a...
Yes, dude.
All right. So
fuck yeah.
This is why I hate when you are fashionable.
Why?
Because he's done it before.
So what?
And it fucking sucked.
What? Yo, hold on.
What did I do before?
You've tried to wear cool stuff in the past.
Like the suit?
Suit? Whatever. I'm not talking about the suit. I'm talking about younger days when you were dressed like a fucking magician.
When I would wear the shirt and tie?
That was a horrible decision.
Oh, you're talking about pickup artist garb.
Pickup artist garb.
Anyone like can fall into that.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him fall back into that. Because the shit you're wearing now that you think is cool... 5 years, you're gonna be like, "What the fuck? I looked like a dickhead."
Nah.
All right.
But what? So wait, right? In this? I don't think this is necessarily cool.
No, that's
you look good.
That's just a regular. You have some regular gear on right now.
Right.
Yeah, you look good.
That's a regular Joe.
Let's really come to a consensus about the sleeve rolling because
you're gonna roll your sleeves.
Why not, dude? Show them off.
I do want to roll my sleeves. Yeah.
If you want to, do it.
But am I going to look like a
dickhead?
Don't
fucking do it around.
Hell no, dude. Yo, first rule. First rule of rolling up your sleeves, dude. No apologies.
Yeah.
If you're going to roll your fucking sleeves, you roll your fucking sleeves.
Take any guff.
Yeah, dude. No one asked permission to roll up their sleeves, bro.
I don't have the personality to sustain any sort of conflict around my sleeve
rolling.
Damn,
I'm so excited for you to very defeatedly roll your sleeves down.
No, what I'm going to end up doing is buying a sewing machine and then just sewing my sleeves at the proper length.
Take it to the... No, I was actually thinking about that. Take it to like a corner laundromat and just fucking scold one of those old ladies. And
make the Chinese do it.
Yeah, sewing it for you.
Okay.
They fucking love sewing shit.
Yeah, dude.
I was to
the thing and be like, have, like, sew my thing and they can give me a woman while I wait. Yeah.
I went to the Gold Standard Cafe before this. Me and Claire went out to breakfast. Well, breakfast. And there's a Japanese lady working and she didn't know whose order it was. And I could tell she didn't want to make an announcement because her English sucked.
So I was watching her.
She was holding this Eggs Benedict. And she didn't want to make the announcement. But eventually she had to be like, did anyone order Eggs or Benedict? And Claire looked at me and was like, don't fucking say anything. And I was just like... She's like, Eggs or Benedict?
Well, the shame must have been so heavy at that point.
Yeah, well, I could... Because I watched her the whole way. She made the announcement like from our table. She was standing like right next to me. And I saw her like... Like hesitate to make the announcement, and I was like, "Yes, dude," because she was trying so hard to just find the person.
Oh, she probably blushed. She was like, yeah, her dad was in the back with like a wife beater with khakis pulled up to his nipples, like, "Oh, dude, what is son? Always so beautiful."
It's pretty great because it's by Penn's campus. So it's a bunch of Chinese running around, mostly Japanese.
Fuck.
And they were very fucking dishonored about the fucking Eggs Benedict.
Dude, you got. I know in Asian culture, if you have like a mysterious Eggs Benedict, you just trash him. Like, I need another Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Kiku-san, always so forgetful.
It was great, just like, especially because immediately Claire looked at me and was like, don't. Because she knew I wanted to be like, that was me. No, what? Like, I wanted to talk to this lady.
Oh, my God.
Get her fucking,
oh, you should make right here
talk.
And let her sit him down. And when someone's like, where's Meg's Benedict? She would have been like,
Sorry, is it not your Egg Benedict? I'd be like, no, this is mine. She's like, okay, sorry. Yeah, dude, Asians are the shit.
Oh, they're the best.
I support them. I don't want people to think that we're being racist.
Way like that, dude.
Yeah. With this lifestyle, come on, dude. You gotta forget those demons. You shit your pants playing kickball. You fucking.
I love alcohol.
It's great.
Really? I don't really like it that much. I mean, it's fun. If you catch me on a summer day and start feeding me alcohol, I'm not gonna stop drinking until I black out.
We gotta go to the beach.
That is, yeah, we do. That was so fucking fun.
So fucking fun.
Yeah, way to get some topless photos of my.
Yeah, you need.
Just take a winner pick, dude. Let them know.
Go out and go out right now.
No.
You should go on a date with no shirt on.
And
you gotta get tatted too.
I have a tat.
What tat you got?
It's just like a lizard.
What? What?
Wait, you got the Sobe logo?
Yeah, it was regrettable. My cousin had gotten a lizard tattoo, so I got one. So I thought it was going to be in a plane crash.
Wait.
Yeah.
Let me see your lizard tattoo.
It's on my shoulder.
Let me see it.
What's it look like?
Like a Geico lizard. It's
no,
so stupid.
Dude.
Oh my
it's
god
literally...
damn, Gerby's is unbuttoning the denim.
Oh, we always get him to undress. Let me see that scapular
take
wing.
Take your shirt off, dude.
I'm not taking a shirt.
Holy shit. What the
damn,
fuck?
Bro.
Gerby has a tribal lizard tattoo.
Really stupid.
You got an iguana?
Yeah.
Jersey,
yeah.
My tat, dude. Fucking don't tread on me, snake.
That is a retarded snake.
Snake in the desert, dude.
Okay. That's good. We've got similar creatures.
Yeah, we got some. We're definitely like.
Yeah, dude.
That makes sense.
Yeah, both of you guys are just
very
wild,
reptilian dude.
Cold
and reptilian.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn, that's sick. We
I
got
get
tats.
A dumb fucking
you
animal
get
on my shoulder.
Your tattoo.
I don't know what tat I should
dude,
get.
If you got a teardrop under your eye, you would blow
no,
up, dude.
No, don't do that.
You would fucking blow up.
Especially because, yeah, I'm balding now, so I'll have like a, I'll look like just a regular dad.
You should know, no.
Get on Propecia.
Nah, doesn't that fuck you up?
No.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
I'm not doing that. Fuck it. I'm going bald. I'll look sick
Go
bald,
dude.
Yeah.
Go bald. Just copy all of Joe Rogan's tattoos. True. Get the dimethyltryptamine on your arm.
Well, I can't get tattoos because I have a fat, flabby body. It'll look retarded.
Doesn't matter.
Get it on your shoulder.
That'll look sick, dude.
Fuck, your shoulder. Both you guys have retarded
tattoos. No, my tattoo is sick, dude.
Your tattoo is now funny. When you got it, trying to be cool, it sucked. Now it's hilarious. Matt has don't tread on me.
It like, says don't tread on me? That's pretty cool.
I try to cover up the lettering and with like a shittier tattoo over it. So now it's just like this desert and this the snake and this like now. Girly desert yeah. With like like friendly looking cactuses.
Can I just see it? Yeah, dude,
The snake, the desert it looks like a like an 80s airbrushed t-shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, dude. And then I thought they're going to cover
damn,
up.
Damn, the boys are popping the shirts off.
I thought they were going to fucking cover.
Why are you
cover
taking your shirt off?
Well, I was going to show him mine.
Let me see it. Let me see the full thing.
Yo, Kirby's wow. Is fucking ripped. Dude, fucking.
Oh, man.
Who wants some of that, dude?
Yeah, definitely. There's more going on.
Look how fucking sharp that cactus is, dude. Look how sharp that cactus is, dude. If you sat on that, your ass would fucking hurt.
Yeah, I like yours better.
Damn, dude. No way, dude. Yours is fucking sick.
It's so fucking crazy that you have a fucking lizard tattoo.
Why'd you get that Liz on you?
I was like, I kind of said, I hit mild turbulence in a plane. I thought I was going to die. And I was like, if I get out of here, I'm going to, you know, get a tattoo. And I always
Jesus Christ, damn, dude. Yeah. You had a fucking bump on an airplane and got a Liz tattoo.
I was trying to impress somebody.
Who?
This girl.
How would you say about the Liz tat?
Of course she didn't care. I mean, it's just... Wait.
How'd you reveal the tat to her?
I don't even remember how the reveal happened.
Yeah, you do.
No, I swear.
Yeah,
I don't.
You fucking do.
I swear I don't. I would tell you.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're very premeditated in like your sleeve position, so you probably just rolled them up. Yeah. Gerbs, you're looking fucking ripped, bro.
Yeah, look
at
that.
Look at that.
Yo, I have my finger on the mic.
You got abs,
Gerbs,
dude.
Fucking ripped. Gerbs, you fucking chiseled, dude. God damn, you're made out of marble, bro.
Me in the stomach, yeah. I pinched my stomach.
Dude, you look fucking sick, dude.
Curbs, you're made out of fucking marble, dude.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm dead serious.
Thank you.
Curbs, you're fucking shredded.
Thanks, man.
You're fucking dried out,
dude.
I'm
working on it. I'm working on it.
You're fucking totally dried out. I'm dead serious.
Oh, okay.
I'm not fucking around.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, dude.
Anyway,
fucking Bruce Lee, dude.
Yeah, I don't... Dude, I think I've said this on this podcast before.
God damn.